the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It feels good to be back in the studio. Oh my God, I never thought I'd be back here, to be honest with you. We've got a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we'll be joined by Rob Regish as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour. And then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Sarah Fragosa. And we're going to discuss whether or not you can still eat Italian cuisine while staying paleo. It's going to be an interesting discussion. But let's get started right away with Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob? Rob, are you there? Oh, I think I had the wrong pot. Rob, you there? Something's wrong, as usual. Rob, are you there? Rob, are you there? Okay, hold on a second, folks. Back in the studio and already having problems. Try talking, Rob.
Carl, are you there?
Oh, man, are you there for sure? Yes, you're there. Holy mackerel. Just blew my ears out. Okay, how you doing, Rob?
Doing okay. I tweaked my lower back, though, today in the gym, but I thought about what you said last week, and, you know, if you're in this for life, it's a bump in the road, and we will deal with it.
Well, we were talking off the air, and I said to you, look, you know, you go out and go to the dentist, and you have some work done on the right side of your mouth, you don't stop eating, you chew with the left side of your mouth, right? And if it's something that you are not negotiable about, you got to work through it. That's it.
That's a great example. It's a great analogy.
And actually, the first question that we have from a listener kind of feeds into this, doesn't it?
Yeah, great question.
This comes from Rob Robertson. He says, with Carl's recent injury, do older athletes of the Iron Game need to spend a great deal more thought on rest recovery and the amount of work performed in the gym? I attempted to do a 5x5 program, but I cannot squat. I cannot do pull-ups, bench, or deadlift all in the same week. My hamstrings are in a lot of pain. My nervous system took a beating, and an old rotator cuff injury started playing up. I didn't stop until I caught a virus that floored me for 2 weeks. My background is I'm 50 years old, training 20-plus years, on HRT, take a lot of supplements recommended on BPH and SHR. Also, I have a lot of overuse injuries because I truly believe that it was extremely difficult to overtrain, as stated by Dr. Lane Norton and Jake Wilson, to mention a few. But now at my age, I am taking a much greater interest in recovery as I'm looking at the long term rather than the max tonnage. What do you think, Rob?
Well, you know, it might be helpful to compare and contrast my training with yours, Carl. So let me speak to mine first. I first became interested in the concept of minimal dose exercise while training under the tutelage of Mike Mentzer. And that was during the mid-90s when his heavy-duty system was all the rage, and it was primarily driven by the success of his number one client, Dorian Yates. Not only did I observe great gains training infrequently, but did so with zero injuries. And I finally made the connection between taking enough downtime between these intense workouts and faster injury-free progress. Mike advocated complete rest between sessions, though, which in hindsight wasn't optimal. Later, I gravitated to performing general physical preparedness work such as sled dragging, thanks to reading Louis Simmons articles. And that was a big step in the right direction, as it allowed me to improve my work capacity, add total tonnage, to my weekly total, and all without the maladaptive stress of lowering weight, aka the eccentric component of exercise. But still, there were problems. Proficiency with the barbell takes practice, and I reached a point where I was resting 2 weeks or more between workouts. Yes, I was getting stronger, but muscle growth never came close to the strength gains. My work capacity tanked, and the barbell speed dropped like a rock. And since force equals mass times acceleration, when you're lifting heavy, it logically follows bar speed will always be slow. So later on, I expanded my prehab and rehab work to include foam rolling, loaded stretching, and the like. But the issue being, there's so many out there, you don't know where to start or end with those prehab and rehab exercises. That all changed when I read about the trifecta found in convict conditioning too. Those work the front and back of the body, upper and lower. They remove calcium deposits and strengthen tendons, ligaments, and bulletproof your joints. I simply can't recommend them enough. And the Blueprint Bulletin subscribers got that full protocol in their inboxes this month. So finally, I had to take a hard look in the mirror and admit that father time was taking its toll. I had to ask myself this question. Where do I see myself in 10 years, in 20? You know, will I be able to do what I love, or will I be getting out of bed in the morning, you know, in pain, or worse, a wheelchair? I had studied many, a world record power lifter and strongman type, and knew the answer. They were a mess in old age, riddled with injuries and long out of the game, if they were around at all. And that's when I made the switch to body weight training. And that I could see myself doing into old age. In summary, there's a sweet spot that each of us has to find with respect to training frequency, exercise selection, and the amount of prehab and rehab work, you know, you can perform. And the fact is this, the percentage of time you spend on recovery and restoration has to change as you age. Here's the final word. If you're 40 or older, I would suggest a minimum 50-50 balance of resistance training and prehab and rehab work. For every resistance movement, you should be able to name and practice a like recovery exercise. Okay, I'd further recommend at least 50% of your resistant work be of the body weight variety, as it'll build tendons, ligaments, and especially strengthen your joints. As time marches on, I would expect that ratio to approach 75% or greater. So the sooner you get acquired with that body weight stuff, the better. Carl, yeah. I'll turn it over to you.
Well,
now.
No, I have to agree with a lot of things you said. However, in my case, this injury was not a result of overtraining. This injury was a result of stupidity, quite frankly. I mean, I disrespected a movement. I dropped the weight, and instead of resetting, I acted like 500 pounds wasn't a lot of weight. And so instead of getting up, resetting, activating my glutes, sitting down, grabbing the bar, and pulling, I dropped the weight, I stayed bent over, I just re-gripped the bar, and I pushed my butt down and went back into it. And so I did something that, shame on me for doing, but that's what resulted in my injury. Had I not done that, I don't think I would have injured myself. I think I would have completed that deadlift session. But then again, I don't think that I'm near overtrained. And I think that the real magic to learning where overtraining is doesn't require guesswork anymore. Now that we have heart rate variability monitors that can predict the days that you should go in and train and the days that you should rest.
Yeah.
But I got to disagree, Rob, and respectfully, I have to say this. If you're an older guy and you're on HRT and you're using peptides and you're strengthening your ligaments and tendons and so on, and you're training smart and you're recognizing that you don't want to do something stupid like disrespect the move and think that it's a lightweight, because if I was 21, I would have hurt myself at that time.
Yeah.
I think you can continue to push your body, but I think it's a small number of people who do all the right things, including myself. I don't think I do all the right things all the time either.
Yeah, it's a fine line.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I finally got things straightened out here in the studio. And when we come back, we have a question from Dale King. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here on Superhuman Radio, brought to you by The Blueprint. Get a copy of The Blueprint plus 3 months of the Blueprint Bulletin and the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arm Superhuman University course, all for the price of The Blueprint. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. This is the Blueprint Power Hour here on Superhuman Radio. By the way, there appears to be 9 people in the Superhuman Nation that have not tried Aura MD yet. Yes, you 9. You see those 9 people out there, Rob Regish? You see them? Okay. Those 9 people who haven't tried Aura MD yet, we've got a special offer for just you. A free bottle of Aura MD when you pay for the shipping. Okay? So come on. Jump off the fence and find out what Rob Regish and I and thousands of people in the Superhuman Nation have already discovered. Aura MD is the best replacement for toothpaste. Makes your mouth healthy, gums healthy, your teeth squeaky clean. Girls will want to kiss you if you're guys, and guys will want to kiss you if you're a girl. And now you can get a free bottle. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. Pay shipping, and a free bottle is yours. What were we going to say, Rob?
I'm still getting the background music loud in my ear.
Really? How about now?
No, still getting it.
Okay. I don't know what's. You know what? We changed some things up here. for the live remote, and I haven't figured out what we have to change back. But just work with me right now, and we'll figure it out. Anyway, okay. So anyway, let's go to the next question. The next question comes from Dale King. He said, I just wanted to shoot you a message after listening to the Blueprint Power Hour to say thanks for your advice. I had a glass ceiling on my bench press that I couldn't get past for a long time. I took your tip of bodyweight training and picked up a copy of Convict Conditioning after a few months of uneven push-ups, close grip, and attempting one-arm push-ups. I went back to bench press last week and completely blew my last personal record out of the water. Thanks again for your helpful tip. Isn't this counterintuitive, Rob? One would think that you'd get stronger in the bench press from bench pressing more.
Yeah, well, you know, as you can see, there really isn't a question here. Just some feedback I wanted to pass along for those that are still on the fence about bodyweight training. So to summarize, Dale was stuck at 175-pound bench press. And, you know, more than 3 months of no benching and achieving some one-arm push-ups on both arms, he maxed out at 220. That's a 45-pound increase, so he just didn't break his plateau. He shattered it. Typically, the number one fear when taking the plunge is this. If I'm not lifting weights, I'll lose size and strength. And as you can see, Dale didn't only not lose strength, he blew his previous personal best out of the water. And know this, he was away from the iron for no small amount of time, over 3 months. So it pays to talk about what happened here because it holds some clues as to why and how bodyweight training can do the same for you. The first thing you'll gain is an improved central nervous system. Dale went from benching a weight or moving it through space with his limbs to moving his body and the weight through space simultaneously. And here we're talking about greater NMA, or what's known as neuromuscular activation. There are 7 levels to apply to any movement, and level 7 is moving the body and the weight through space. And when you do that, the electrical message from the brain through the spinal cord, vertebrae, and nerves running to the muscles telling them to contract is amplified. Further, every muscle in Dale's body was used to make that lift, what Brooks Kubik refers to as co-contraction in his dinosaur bodyweight training. Imagine how much work it is to keep your body rigid enough to conduct force during that one-arm push-up. Everything from your toes to your abs, right down to the muscles in your fingers, needs to be strong. You don't get this with the bench press. You do get it with the one-arm push-up. The other thing you'll gain is functional strength. You can think of that as this. It's pick up and throw somebody's type strength. I used to wonder why wrestlers and boxers in the gym that I trained in diss the weights instead pouring themselves into hardcore calisthenic drills. Now I know why. The final thing you'll gain is power, and lots of it. You know, as Dale found out when returning to the weights, your ability to demonstrate strength on external objects is vastly improved. And I finally got that in Brooks's History Strongest Men and How They Train series, specifically the Doug Hepburn and John Grimmett courses. And this goes for many an old-timer, but especially for those like the Mighty Atom, who built gargantuan levels of size and strength before gyms, adjustable barbells, and even steroids came onto the scene. The Atom was a phenom, famously able to change a tire on his car without any tools. These men could tear a phone book clean in half. They had the balance and athleticism of gymnasts, and all of it came from simply moving their body weight around. So here's the bottom line. Whether it's Convict Conditioning, dinosaur bodyweight training, or Ross and Mahdi's Never Gymless, you absolutely must get on this stuff. It's not an either-or proposition, meaning I'm not proposing you give up the iron. Instead, pick a bodyweight movement or three and dedicate just 1 day a week to it. Start slow, learn to love the exercise, and come to appreciate every nuance of it. If you do, there's a good chance you build not just bigger muscles, but vastly stronger tendons, ligaments, joints, flexibility, and athleticism. Great to hear from you, Dale. It just did me a world of good.
Rob, do you think that it's worth taking a periodized approach and using body weight training as part of your periodized training? Like, so you may do this type of training for 3 months, that type of training for 3 months, and then do nothing but body weight training for 3 months?
Now, I'll be honest. I think for guys that are looking to big toe in the water type approach with it, pick 1 day a week and work on it. Because they're going to be, most of them are afraid of what I spoke to earlier, which is, gosh, if I do this for any length of time, I'm going to be weak as a kitten when I go back to weights. It's not true, but, it's going to, psychologically, it's going to mess them up.
I got to apologize to anybody listening to the show if you're having trouble, if you're making your radio louder and lower. Getting back into the studio after the Olympia live remote, we made some changes for the live remote, and I'm just still getting them figured out right now. And as you can see, my audio just came back up where it belongs, so I apologize in advance. Okay, this one comes from Jeff DeMayo. He said, did I hear you correctly on SHR? Is the herb Avena sativa able to lower sex hormone binding globulin?
Well, he did. I'll make three recommendations here, beginning with Avena. Avena sativa contains large amounts of avenocosides, specifically A and B, which are the actives. It works by freeing up bound testosterone. And you're looking for a 10-to-1 extract, and you want to take 300 milligrams per day, splitting your intake over 2 to 3 doses. Tonkatali is another pick, boosting free test by releasing bound testosterone from serum hormone binding globulin. Tonkat, aka Uricoma longifolia, also stimulates the Leydig cells in your testes, which boosts testosterone production. So, Tonkat provides a 1-2 punch. It increases both free and total testosterone. You want to take between 1 and 300 milligrams before bed. I personally use the Longjax brand. I've saved my last recommendation, or the best for last. 3-4 Divinyl tetrahydrofuran is the active in stinging nettle. It has a strong affinity for serum hormone binding globulin, allowing for more free test to circulate in the bloodstream. Over at NutriPlanet.com, you're looking for a product called Divinex and want to dose 3 caps spread evenly throughout the day. A month's supply of the cap product is less than $25, and they also sell a bulk powder. So here's the bottom line. You are wise, Jeff, to focus on boosting your free versus total testosterone, as it's the biologically active form that matters. Too many folks in the market are looking for a quote-unquote test booster while ignoring the all-important free test. So I hope those three suggestions help.
And that's a great point. This is a great point even for people who are on HRT. If you don't pay attention to sex hormone binding globulin, what you find out is your HRT becomes less and less effective because more of it becomes bound. And all of a sudden, those wonderful things that you experience from your HRT start to go away. And quite often, it's because of this. Okay. Samuel Freeman says, just wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed my first Blueprint Bulletin. It really cleared up the questions I had about certain products on the market that I've had my eye on. I have two questions now. I was wondering what your opinion on DMAA is. Is it safe? And secondly, I have some insane pain in both elbows that's really painful at the beginning of my workouts and the day after. I've tried warming up elbows and some high rep pushdowns, but it doesn't help. The pain is right at the tip of the bent elbow. I experienced this too, by the way. Tiger Balm is the only thing that helps post-workout. Any insights into these?
Well, with respect to DMAA, the short answer is no, I don't consider it dangerous. And what follows is a really interesting story because it's a great example of how the FDA jumped the gun and wound up with egg on its face. DMAA's most publicized adverse event report involved the deaths of 4 U.S. servicemen. As a result, the Department of Defense commissioned a safety study to determine whether it was dangerous and to blame for the soldiers' death. This was to be the study that the FDA would use to justify their emergency action against DMAA. It was also supposed to be finished February 2012. That date came and went. Then the word came that the study was taking longer than expected and would be finished in December 2012. That date came and went too. Then in April of 2013, the FDA announced it considered DMAA illegal, and was to be considered dangerous and sent some pretty threatening letters to various supplement companies using it in their products. In August, the results of the study were quietly released. So quietly, it wasn't until September 27th, just last week, that Pat Arnold got a hold of them and noticed that despite a high usage of DMAA by soldiers, up to 15%, DMAA posed little risk to service members. The study basically exonerated it in the soldier's death, which is why they kept it quiet. A few quotes from the study tell us all we should need to know. Quote, the existing evidence does not conclusively establish that DMAA-containing substances are causally associated with adverse medical events. They had to cover themselves, though, so they added this. However, a consistent theme among the studies is that DMAA potentially affects cardiovascular function, as seen with other stimulants. Without further rigorous study designs developed to evaluate the safety of it, especially in patients with concomitant use of other substances and comorbid conditions, the magnitude of the association of DMAA with adverse medical events is uncertain. So I guess 2 years wasn't long enough for these guys, and they needed to load the bases with use of other substances and people using DMAA with comorbid or pre-existing conditions. On the elbow pain, unfortunately, it's all too common and second only to shoulder injuries. Step one is keeping the elbow in line with the body. Splaying it out at a 90-degree angle, as seen in the bench and the overhead press, can and does put an unnatural stress on your elbows. Suggestions include switching to the barbell jammer press, close grip push-ups, and using a pronated grip with dumbbells on your pushing and pulling exercises. These simple form changes will take a lot of the stress off your elbows. Step two is addressing the pain prior to training, not afterwards. And there, I would suggest applying Phoenix Kinetic Cream and or ingesting a gram or more of curcumin plus some bioperin or black pepper extract prior to hitting the iron. So give that a shot, Sam. I'm confident that 1-2 punch of smarter exercise selection and getting anti-inflammatories into your system before the damage is done will help.
I'm going to chime in here, too, because yeah. You didn't really give us any exercises that he's doing, per se, for his triceps specifically. I'm going to just make some assumptions and share some of my personal experience. When you do tricep movements where the arm is held overhead, where the tricep is in its most extended position, its most stretched position, like skull crushers, like French presses behind the head, or if you have one of those machines that you sit in and you do this overhead type of press where your elbows go from a 45-degree angle to straight out extended above your head, or if you're taking dumbbells and putting it behind your head and pressing them up by holding the dumbbell in the center of the stem so both hands are put. When you put the arm in this hyperextended state where the tricep is completely extended and stretched, you get a lot of stress at the insertion at the elbow. And this is where I learned a hard lesson. Even doing things like extremely heavy dumbbell, what do you call them, Rob, that you got me started doing? You know, you lay on the bench and you...
Pullovers,
thank you. I couldn't think of it. Where you're holding your tricep locked static in this hyper-stretched position when the dumbbell is all the way outstretched behind you. These kind of movements antagonize the insertion of the tricep at the elbow. Couple things you can do. You're going to think I'm crazy with what I'm saying, but it worked for me and it's worked for other people. Get a kitty litter box, fill it with sand that you could buy at your hardware store that you would use for gardening or a sandbox, and literally, without a shirt or anything, or with a shirt, you can drive your elbow into the sand while you're watching television over and over again. Start out gently. It's going to hurt. And then and the pain will subside. And as the pain subsides, use a little bit more force. Keep doing this over and over again. Because this is kind of like a, mesotherapy, or prolotherapy, depending on whose book you want to read it from, that will actually re-injure, gently re-injure the area and cause the body to pay attention to it. If you have the money, the insurance, and a doctor who will do it, the fastest thing you can do is to go for platelet-rich plasma injections. They take the blood out of your body, they spin it. I had a wonderful discussion with Shannon Yorton Pena at the Arnold. She heard about my hamstring tear. She told me about several hamstring tears she's had. Platelet-rich plasma injections is nothing short of miraculous. Getting rid of these types of injuries, dissolving the scar tissue, unbelievable stuff. So it just depends on how severe it is. If the pounding it into the sand doesn't work for you, then find a doctor and get platelet-rich plasma injections directly into the area, and the pain will go away and stay away forever. So that's my two CCs. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on two or more jugs of Ultra Peptide Tide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257%
10% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Rob, is the music still playing in your ear?
Yeah, I can still hear it.
That's amazing. I have to figure this one out. It's got to be something that I didn't connect properly or disconnected improperly, but I'll figure it out. Anyway, okay. We have a question from Buck Van Leden, or Leden, I'm going to say, from the Netherlands. Big thank you to you and Carl Lenore for the show. You both have been a big influence in my life, diet training. Keep up the great work. I have a question for you. Whenever I'm stacking Synthogen with Adaptogen N, I have a very funny sleep experience. I always wake up once or twice during the night and always know around what time it will be. But whenever I'm stacking Adaptogen N with Synthogen, I sometimes wake up, well, he said Synthogen twice, wake up and noticing that my initial clock is way off. Very weird experience. I feel like I've been sleeping for hours and feel like it's the middle of the night when, in fact, I've only slept for 2 or 3 hours with very, very vivid dreams. I'd like to know if this is a common experience and also what explains this phenomenon. Is it the melatonin in Adaptogen N, or is stacking with Synthogen, or something else? I've never used Adaptogen N without Synthogen, by the way. Nice to hear your answer. Wow, this is interesting.
Yeah. Well, it is. And you got part of it, Buck. With respect to the melatonin and Adaptogen N, deeper sleep and vivid dreams are frequently reported. Magnifying that is the magnesium aspirate, I think, that we use in Synthogen, as minerals tend to naturally relax your body. We use the aspirate form, by the way, for good reason. You can actually absorb and use it. That isn't the case for most magnesium, so let's look at an example. Most store-bought magnesium is magnesium oxide, and it's typically included in the 400 milligram range. Although that's a lot, you might as well flush it down the toilet because magnesium oxide is poorly absorbed, much of it being excreted. In fact, there was a 2001 study published in the Journal of Magnesium Research, which found magnesium oxide had a fractional absorption rate of just 4%. It's included the aspirate form in Synthogen because it's a pivotal player in over 300 enzyme-related functions in the body. Everything from ATP metabolism, muscle contraction, neurological function, and the release of neurotransmitters are all magnesium-dependent. Having said that, many North Americans are deficient, and we got this way due to depleting the soil via over-farming the land and eating too many processed foods. You get my point. Synthogen is chock full of magnesium aspirate to cover those bases, and it's part of the reason my feedback is just so glowing across the board. This is the final word. Adding just one of these two is going to result in deeper sleep and more vivid dreams. Using both would explain the experiences you're having. You know, those are both commonly reported for both melatonin and magnesium, so no, you're not alone. Most, though, and he didn't speak the timing of the dose, they're using one or the other at night, but not both. And if that's the case, I would consider using Synthogen during the day, intra-workout, and just prior to meals is ideal, and Adaptogen N at night. That should help you get the most out of both products, but
good answer. And actually, yeah, the next question is more appropriately timed right behind this question. This one comes from Joey Gleason. He says, I'm really digging my 3 milligram melatonin and 1 cap of Tranquilogen at night, usually just weekdays. I sleep like a baby. If I double either the melatonin or Tranquilogen, I'm almost anesthetic like out for the night. Is this the best way to introduce Tranquilogen for sleep purposes?
Yeah. You know, for the record, 8 out of 10 people give us feedback that TQ works great for its intended purpose, which is relaxation and taking the edge off. Joey is one such individual, and we've since heard from many others. There's another side to the story, though, and it was brought to my attention recently on Predators Board, where it's actually having the opposite effect. It's elevating guys' heart rates, it's increasing their focus, and acting as a mild stimulant. One poster, I think it was a guy by the name of PJH, summed it up by saying, this stuff is just too strong for me, even at one cap a day. So my challenge then was how to reconcile that feedback and find out what's going on, especially with this other 20% of people. I nailed it down to the rhodiola. All right, we use the real deal sourced out of Russia, and it's standardized for an incredibly high percentage of actives, those being Rosevins and Salvers hides. The question being, how can it have seemingly opposite effects? And the answer lies in the fact that it's an adaptogen, because they help normalize your system. In the case of rhodiola, it balances levels of the neurotransmitters dopamine and serotonin. It raises what's low, and it lowers what's high. In most, but not all, rhodiola raises serotonin, which leads to the relaxation and the deeper sleep. In others, it'll raise dopamine, which leads to stimulation. Now, I need to take the fall for this one, as I never mentioned the latter possibility when the product debuted. I think at this point, it's fair to say you'll notice it all right, but it's going to cut hard either way, which leads me to revised dosing guidelines. When you start TQ, Tranquilogen, take just one cap a day at around noon to assess your tolerance. In most, it'll act as it did for Joey, imparting a calming effect. There exists a possibility, though, it might go the other way. We did have, you know, at least a dozen people test drive it, both men and women, young and old. We had a nice cross-demographic, and they all reported the relaxation effects. So if I've learned anything from this, a larger sample size is needed prior to product rollout. Here's the bottom line, Joey. I set out to create a strong product in Tranquilogen with noticeable effects from the first dose. In most, it's having that desired effect, and I'm grateful for it. People are feeling it at one cap a day, though, so it's best to go slow with it. In that event, dosing, let's say, pre-workout, on days you need it for the increased drive and focus, if that's what you're getting, you can still use it to your advantage. It's an exceptional pain reliever, anti-inflammatory, and glucose disposal agent, too. Start with just one cap a day, which should tell you how to best use it going forward.
That's great. And we are right back on time for our last commercial break. When we come back, we will be listening to the Blueprint Tip of the Day with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Show Rob some love and buy the single best training manual out there today, the Blueprint, and automatically get 3 months free, the Blueprint Bulletin, and the Superhuman University Add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout, all for free when you buy the Blueprint. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. We'll be right back.
The hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University Add 1 inch to your upper arms course and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Rob, can you still hear the music?
Yeah, but it's much toned down.
Yeah, I got to figure this out. Oh, boy. Okay, the blueprint tip of the day. Let's see what it is. Hey, wait a minute, Rob. Why are we talking about circumcision? Oh, I'm sorry. Whatever happened to Forskolin? What is Forskolin, Rob?
Yeah, this week we're going to dig up Forskolin, a supplement that some listeners may have heard of but likely forgot, which is a shame because it's one of those products that really does work over time to help you build more muscle and lose fat. First, though, some history on it. In Ayurvedic medicine, it's known as Coleus Forskoli. It's commonly used in research settings to raise levels of cyclic AMP, or CAMP. CAMP makes cells more sensitive to messages from hormones, and the practical effect is that Forskolin causes receptors in the testes to become more sensitive to luteinizing hormone, and receptors in fat cells more sensitive to fat-burning hormones like adrenaline and noradrenaline. In 1998, Forskolin was introduced to the supplement market as part of Syntrax's Triax 2. And frankly, it was never the success the original Triax was, given the original contained tiratricol, which was a powerful thyroid hormone. Its reputation then was thus subverted right out of the gate because it had a tough act to follow. Now, I use both Triax 2 as well as MM4, their follow-on product containing Forskolin. They worked well enough to pique my interest, which brings me to what it can do for you. There have been multiple studies performed, each looking at the effectiveness of Forskolin as a weight loss aid. But researchers found two other curious side effects you'll be interested in. It builds muscle, and it boosted testosterone. Now, normally, a supplement's going to help you do one of those two, right? Either lose fat or build muscle. But with Forskolin, you get the best of both worlds. There's no need for a test booster and a thermogenic with this stuff around. It does both. So let's take a look at what the studies say and what you can reasonably expect. There was research into the medicinal value of Forskolin that began in the early to mid-80s. Most of it looked at its effect either in animals, in vitro, meaning in test tubes, or in preclinical studies with human tissue. The point being, clinical research data is limited, and it usually involved intravenous Forskolin administration for short periods of time. As time went on, though, human studies were performed with oral Forskolin, which brings me to the interesting stuff. In 2005, scientists at the University of Kansas published a study in Obesity Research, which is by far the most reputable journal that any Foscolin clinical trials have been published in, because they covered all the important bases, testosterone, body composition, metabolic rate, and even blood pressure. Foscolin lowered it, by the way. They gave 15 obese men 250 milligrams of a 10% Foscolin extract a day for 12 weeks. 15 other obese men got a placebo. They wanted to know whether the men in the Foscolin group would lose weight. They didn't lose much weight, but they did lose fat. In fact, at the end of 12 weeks, the guys getting Foscolin lost almost 10 pounds of chub, while those in the placebo group lost just 1.12 pounds. What came as a surprise was they gained almost 9 pounds of muscle versus just 3.45 pounds for the placebos. Testosterone also increased 33%, and it decreased 18% in the placebo group. Over in Japan, researchers found much the same. There was a smaller human study done for 8 weeks. They took a 500 milligram dose of Coleus Foscolin extract twice a day with meals. It was 10% Foscolin, or again, about 100 milligrams a day. At the end of 8 weeks, subjects lost over 4 pounds of fat and just a negligible amount of muscle. Now, here's the kicker. Neither group apparently performed any resistance training. If the authors knew about it, they didn't mention it after I read the studies, which brings me to setting expectations. Foscolin isn't exactly trend-set with A-bombs, so you know you shouldn't expect to see much, if any, weight gain. Instead, a more gradual recomp effect takes place, wherein pounds of fat are replaced with pounds of muscle over about a 3-month time frame. At that point, 10 pounds of pairing fat and replacing it with muscle is going to register, but not on the scale. Your objective diagnostic should be the tape measure and before and after body fat readings. You know, have a trainer perform these, ideally with line calipers, just prior to starting. 6 weeks in, and finally at the end of the 12 weeks. If you can't go that route, then a tape measure still gets it done. Now, 3 months is not a lot of time to devote, right, when you're training for a lifetime, and you would be hard-pressed to find a compound with the kind of double-blind, placebo-controlled human studies behind it that Foscolin does. Which brings me to dosing and product recommendations. It pays to go with the genuine article here, meaning Sabinsa's patented Foscolin, which was used in the research I just cited, both studies. You're looking for a product called Foscolin Extract, the Nature's Way brand. And by label, it's 125 milligrams of Foscolin per cap using a 20% extract. 60 caps can be found for around $15 online, which is a 15-day supply. You want to dose 50 milligrams or 2 caps twice a day, preferably taken with food. Now, if more aggressive fat loss is your goal, be aware there's evidence that Foscolin is truly synergistic with beta agonists in humans. There was a study published in 1991 in the journal Pharmacology and Toxicology, which found Foscolin amplified the intracellular signal to burn fat way above and beyond using beta agonists alone. In English, it stacks well with things like ephedrine and caffeine. So given that premise, I would suggest starting with just 12.5 milligrams of ephedrine, 125 milligrams of caffeine, and 50 milligrams of Foscolin twice a day. Provided you tolerate that well, you can gradually increase the dose to up to 25 milligrams of FE, 250 milligrams of caffeine, and 50 milligrams of Foscolin twice daily. Ephedrine is as close as your local pharmacy in the form of Primatene tablets, 12.5 milligrams per tab. It's kept behind the counter, and you'll have to sign for it, but it's perfectly legal, and it's still the gold standard when stacked with caffeine for fat loss. That 10-to-1 ratio of caffeine to ephedrine, by the way, that I just kind of specked out, is consistent with the literature done at Beth Israel Medical Center here in the United States, as well as in studies done overseas. Here's the bottom line on Foscolin. At just a dollar a day, I deem it worthy of a second look.
Really good. And you know what? Like you said, it's been around for a long time. I remember hearing about Coleus Forskolin's ability to allow people to shed body fat faster back probably 15 years ago. It's funny how these things come in and out of favor from time to time, you know?
Yeah, and it's really, it's too bad because, again, if you're looking for something that's research-proven with human studies behind it, you know, you would be hard-pressed to come up with another ingredient that has that, like Forskolin does.
Yeah, very, very good. So, Rob, how are you going to work around your tweaked back? What are you going to do?
I'm just going to keep on keeping on. You know, I'm going to find the movements that don't aggravate it. There are plenty of them. I'll make some adjustments, and I will continue to get to Gainesville. I mean, this has happened once already this year. I don't expect that this is going to be as severe or last as long. But, you know, as you pointed out last week, when you are in this game for life, then it's not a question of giving up. It's a question of how do I work around it? How do I continue to play offense and not certainly not go backwards?
And a lot of people, mainstream type people have said to me, you know, when I've said I've injured my hamstring deadlifting and I explain the kind of weight that I handle and they go, oh, see, it's no good. It's no good. See, you injured yourself. Well, yeah, I injured myself, but I'll be able to deadlift 550 pounds again in the next few months. So the idea that it's no good because you have an injury, I would say, well, those of you who aren't training, you are eroding. That's no good either. I'd rather have a torn hamstring to get over for a few months and get back in the gym and do the things that I do than, you know, my friend Al Fasano has a great saying. You can only coast when you're going downhill. I don't want to coast through life. I want to be going uphill. Uphill is harder. Takes more work. I want to be going uphill.
Yeah. The best defense is a good offense. That's another one that comes to mind.
Yeah.
You know, when this stuff is going to happen, you know, just be aware of that, be prepared for it, but have a strategy to deal with it.
Move right through it. Rob Regish, thanks, brother, and thanks for enduring all the problems and those of you who are listening, the audio problems. When we come back, we're going to have Sarah Fragoso on, and we're going to talk about whether or not you can eat good-tasting Italian food and stay paleo. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best. Period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top selling products: Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustane RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultra Male RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Okay. My next guest is Sarah Fragoso, and she is the author of the Everyday Paleo collection of books, which teaches people how to cook paleo. Because let's face it, no one is going to cook paleo if the food doesn't taste good. So thanks to people like Sarah Fragoso, we have alternatives. How you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. Okay, so this is one of the things I get. I do a TV show in the morning. And my co-host, like myself, is Italian, and when we started talking about paleo at the beginning of the show and trying to convince people to eat paleo, you know, people always have their foods that they love. Comfort foods from down south have been covered by Julie and Charles Mayfield very well. But no one really addressed Italian cuisine, because let's face it, Italian cuisine is built around bread, pasta, and all these things, which obviously if you're going paleo, you just gotta abandon it. And here comes a book on Italian cuisine and staying paleo. So was this, I have to ask you first, was this the most difficult of your collection of everyday paleo books to really come out with, well, look, this not only is paleo, but it really does taste great?
You know, that's a great question, because I thought it was going to be my most challenging book, but to be perfectly honest with you, and surprisingly, it was actually one of the easier books for me to write and so enjoyable. And I think the reason why it was not as daunting is because we actually went to Italy. Like, we took our family, we lived there for a month, went all around to different regions. We worked with world-class chefs all the way down to local farmers and home cooks. And oh my gosh, let me tell you, as you know, the Italian people can cook. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
And awesome. And, you know, we knew that there was more to Italian food than kind of the, you know,
pizza and pasta.
Right. Yeah. And so our hope for that was totally strongly confirmed when we were in Italy. And in Italy, especially the smaller areas, they live really close to the land. They eat seasonally. They eat what they're growing in their backyard, what their neighbor, you know, has, if they grow chickens, or if they raise chickens or lamb. And the meat and vegetable dishes are plentiful. Of course, we honor the pizza and the pasta in the book, but you can replace what isn't paleo with items that are paleo.
And we're gonna. I don't want to give away, because the irony is that the American population will wait for the pizza and pasta stuff, and because that's what they really want to hear. But what you said is actually quite true. I'm Southern Italian. We tend to use more red sauces. If you go north, they get lighter and lighter, and because of the Scandinavian influence in the Italian food preparation. So, but really, Italian food is just Mediterranean food with some zest and some flair. That's really all it is, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's totally what we found, too. And also, it depends on the region, like I said earlier. Some areas rely less on pasta and bread than others. And that makes it kind of easier to find recipes that are simple to adapt to paleo. And what I love about Italian cooking is sometimes it's time-consuming because you have to put love into it and the sauce simmers for a while. However, the instructions and the ingredients are not complicated. It's all about the freshness and the simpleness of the ingredients that make the food so dang good. So you can get those Italian flavors without putting in a lot of work or money or time. I mean, like I said, yes, some of them are more time consuming, but that's like the essence of Italian cooking, is to make it kind of a project, and it's something to do with your family and to celebrate.
Well, cooking Italian it isn't about the food exclusively. It's about the process. Let's face it. Like whenever Elisa and I, we're both Italian, so whenever we cook on a Sunday, part of the fun of the process is the preparation, maybe having a little wine, turning on some good music, getting in the mood, and then the aroma of the foods combine, and the garlic and the tomatoes and everything. And then, you know, it's like the anticipation. It's almost like they talk about how foods affect regions of the brain the same way that drugs do. Well, cooking Italian food is like copping. It's like going out to score something. You're already excited that you're going to get it, and you anticipate how great it's going to be, and then you have this fantastic medley of flavors that come together, which, as you point out, there's so many influences in Italian cuisine that it really, there's very few people, and we know this, it's probably by far the most popular food out there is Italian restaurants in general. I mean, I think very few people would disagree with me when they say, you know, Italian food is at least in the top two or three of most people's favorite food. What about the nightshades? And I want to hit this head on, because there are a lot of people out there who are primal/paleo because of health and illness reasons, and they have been told, you know, avoid the nightshades, which, you know, my two favorite things, eggplant and tomato, both fall into the nightshade family. What do you say to them?
Well, it's an unfortunate truth that those, especially with autoimmune disease, that's the folks that we're recommending to avoid nightshades. If you're autoimmune, it's better probably to cut those out. If not forever, then definitely for a while. And the unfortunate truth is yes, this is a true Italian authentic cookbook. So you're going to find some tomatoes and you're going to find some eggplant. But I did try to put some recipes in there that people who are following the autoimmune protocol could follow. And I just think it's really important, too, to just honor the different cultures and traditions that are out there. I mean, my family is a melting pot of different cultures. And, you know, my husband misses Mexican food and Filipino food. And so we try to convert those recipes into paleo. And that's kind of our goal, is to continue forward with that and say, you know what? Yes, there are some foods that you have to avoid, but there's often situations that you can't. So if you're going to have a big party or family over or a celebration and you want to make a huge feast that honors your culture and your traditions, you can still do that even without the ingredients that are going to make you sick. So although, yes, there are nightshades in there, nightshades aren't not paleo. It's just something that some people do have to avoid. So I try to kind of make a good mix of all different kinds of options, knowing that a lot of people who eat paleo also do eat tomatoes and peppers and eggplant. So my hope was just to make it as authentic as possible and as healthful as possible. And I think I accomplished that. I'm getting really good feedback on the book.
So absolutely. I mean, this book has so many great recipes that, you know, and I said this morning on TV. Look, if you buy a cookbook and you find two amazing recipes in it, then you've scored, because we eat, you know, we eat 9 to 11 different things a week on average, and the occasional excursion when we're preparing a really great meal. So if you buy a cookbook and it costs you $25 or $30 even, an expensive cookbook, if you get one recipe out of that, in my opinion, you scored, because you'd go to a restaurant and pay $200 and wish the chef would give you the recipe that you just ate. And it's like you would say, hey, I'll give you 100 more. Just teach me how to cook this. Well, here's a great opportunity to learn how to cook a great recipe you don't already know and have it taste amazing because it's Italian, and stay within the paleo framework of healthy, nutritious food. You know what also I notice? A good friend of mine, and also the chef at a restaurant here in Louisville called Volare, Josh Moore, he gets real fancy with things like these baby eggplants and squash blossoms. The whole squash blossom thing, is that relatively new, or have the Italians been cooking with that for a long time?
So what I was told is that it's been a staple for quite a while, but I think it is kind of like a nouveau thing, like, oh, in fancy restaurants, this is what you're going to get. But the manna that I learned from two different chefs, the two techniques that you see in the book for squash blossoms, and they both said that this has been something that they've been cooking for years and years. They didn't give me an exact number, but that now it's becoming kind of trendy, so they're bringing it back. And the fried squash blossoms, I think, have been more of a staple over the years than the stuffed squash blossoms. But I think it's so great that they're cooking seasonally and incorporating the same techniques with the sauces and the flavors and the herbs, but making it kind of, you know, trendier and new. The fried squash blossoms, I've heard from several people, oh, that's been a staple, you know, that's something my grandmother used to cook. And of course I made it paleo, but it is kind of a trickier ingredient to find and something that, yeah, you're going to be cooking only when it's summer. However, I think that's the beauty of the book and it with paleo cooking in general, is to honor the seasons and cook with what you have. Go into your backyard, grow some squash, pick the blossoms, use the whole plant. It's just cool.
And you just said something very important. Use the whole plant. So what the Italians have learned to do, and this is probably more a part of necessity than gastronomy, is to use everything. My grandmother used to pick dandelion, which most people would, you know, call their lawn guy and go, oh, there's dandelion growing in my lawn, get rid of it. My grandmother used to make stuff out of dandelion. So, you know, you talk about civilization of people who've had to squeeze every drop of nutrition out of everything that they could, and then on top of that, make it not only edible, but make it taste delicious. That's what the Italians have learned to do. And the squash blossom is a perfect example. It's like, hey, we're out of squash. What do we eat now? Well, let's eat those squash blossoms, see how that tastes. I mean, I'm sure that's how it evolved.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You know?
It totally is. And we did eat everything while we were in Italy. We ate everything from snail to every single part of the rabbit, from the liver to the kidney to the heart. You name it. We actually did eat a lot of edible flowers. It was such an awesome experience and great for our kids to see, too, that there shouldn't be waste. Like, if you're given this amazing gift of food, if you worked hard to raise rabbits or lamb or whatever it might be, and you've tended your garden, don't throw it out. Eat it. It's why it's there. It's hard work, and it's nutritious and life-sustaining. So it's such a great lesson that we learned from the Italian people while we were there, too, just to not waste.
My grandfather used to slaughter a lamb every year, and a lot of people think this is gross, but my grandmother would bake they would take the skin off, obviously, but bake the skull, breadcrumbs, garlic and olive oil, put it in the oven and bake it. They call that capezzella, and eat all the facial muscles. And my father used to eat the eyes and even crack the skull open and eat the brain, which I tasted brain when I was a kid. But my grandfather used to make something called sanguinaccio. So they would take the fresh lamb's blood and they would mix it with red wine and they would put it in what looks like a bread pan and put it in the oven and bake it, and it would come out like a hard mass that resembled liver. And then they would slice it and eat that. So not only did they eat every piece of meat, but they didn't waste the blood either. I mean, and a lot of people are probably thinking, oh, my God, this is really gross. I'm not suggesting you do that, but this is where a lot of these, you know, eat the entire animal because you can't waste anything, have yielded really great recipes.
Totally. And talk about being paleo. Holy cow. I mean, that's what our hunter-gatherer ancestors used to do, is that they would eat the fattiest, most nutrient-dense parts of the animal first, because that's where the nutrition was. That's what would sustain them. So, I mean, we've lost sight of that here in America because that's not part of our culture. So we think it's gross. If we had done this our entire lives, we wouldn't think it's gross. So,
exactly.
It's really a cool concept.
Where can people get this book, Italian Cuisine, Everyday Paleo Around the World, Italian Cuisine, Authentic Recipes Made Gluten-Free? This is a fantastic book for anybody out there struggling to stay paleo because their family's going, oh, we don't want to eat this today. They won't even know it's paleo when they eat it. Where should people go get the book?
Well, the good news is it's easy to find. You can order it from Amazon.com, or it's in all Costco's nationwide and in most major booksellers. So you can find it at Barnes & Noble and at BarnesandNoble.com, and usually just wherever books are sold. So pretty easy to track down, fortunately.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Sarah Fragoso. We're talking about eating Italian cuisine and making it not only delicious, but fit into the paleo framework. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Super Human Radio. Just a reminder real quick, couple things that I want to mention. First of all, the Way Natural USA anniversary sale ends in a few days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Way Natural banner ad today to get the only grass-fed, non-pasteurized whey protein from Amish, American Amish grass-fed cows. Save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. And also, if you have not tried Aura MD yet, we now have a free bottle for those of you still sitting on the fence. You know what? In fact, you can call this paleo alternative to toothpaste. Nothing but natural botanical oils. Brush your teeth with it. Nothing toxic about it. Makes your mouth smell fresh. Your teeth feel like you just came back from the dentist. Improves the oral microbiome, all without poisoning you at the same time. A free bottle is waiting for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad. Pay shipping and it's yours. Find out what the rest of the Superhuman Nation already knows. It's the best. We're talking with Sarah Fragoso. We're talking about her new book, Everyday Paleo Around the World. This is the Italian cuisine recipe book. She's got a lot of these books, by the way, for a variety of different cooking styles. So don't assume this is just about Italian food. Okay, so Sarah, the $64,000 question, when $64,000 actually was real money. So what, right. what do people do about things like pizza dough?
Very good question. And, you know, I remember I've been eating paleo for 6 years, right? So I feel like I'm kind of like the grandma of paleo. I was one of the first women bloggers out there, one of the first females to release a book. And when I first started eating this way, I was like, okay, so the rest of my life is going to consist of salad and canned salmon because I don't know what the heck else to do.
Right.
And I felt really handy in the kitchen. But it's like this mental block of, oh, God, I got to say goodbye to all of these foods I'm used to eating. But I realize now, and after trial and error and, you know, thankfully not being afraid to experiment, that we can still eat the foods that we love. Of course, you know, even the paleo pizza crust we eat in moderation because it's, well, number one, a little time-consuming, and it is a nut flour-based pizza crust, so too much of that doesn't necessarily sit well with even the healthiest person. So it is kind of a treat. However, it's so awesome that we can eat pizza still, and it tastes absolutely amazing, in my opinion, better than the traditional pizza and very much honors the Italian tradition of what pizza should be like, but feel good and not completely wreck ourselves just for a treat, which is pizza. So my friend actually loaned me this recipe, and I asked her if I could use it in the book because she is a baker, and I admittedly am not the most amazing baker on the planet. But the pizza crust in the Italian cuisine book is a combination of almond flour and coconut flour and arrowroot starch, which is basically like flour consistency as well, and not hard to find. It's in any health food store. And then we actually used yeast to make it kind of have that same effect, like this, you know, nice elasticity of a pizza dough, for example, that you might be used to. And it's awesome, and it's easy to, like I said, easy, tastes good, not super time consuming. You can make several so your family and your friends can choose their own toppings and you can still enjoy pizza. And I've had people tell me that they cannot tell the difference, but it really truly is like a real pizza crust. So there's a way to do it, and it's not the end of your Italian cuisine life as you know it if you decide to cut the grains out of your diet. So it's pretty exciting.
What do you offer as alternatives to traditional pasta? I mean, I'm a big fan of spaghetti squash, believe it or not. I actually think it tastes better than pasta because it's kind of juicy and succulent. But what about people who want something that has the mouthfeel and the dente feel of pasta?
Well, you know, I think that spaghetti squash, if cooked correctly, does kind of have that al dente feel of pasta, like of angel hair. And my kids love it. We love it. But we discovered this really cool tool. It's a vegetable spiralizer. And I have that in my book. I show people, you know, what this looks like and where to find it. And you can, you put just about any vegetable, but my favorite is actually zucchini. And you can put it on this little contraption and you turn the handle and it actually cuts the vegetables into a noodle shape. And you can blanch them quickly in hot water or add them right to your sauce or saute them in a little bit of butter or ghee, or I love to use like duck fat or lard. And it really resembles pasta. Of course, it doesn't look exactly like it, because if you use a zucchini, it's going to be kind of green. But again, I've had people say, wow, this is better than pasta because it actually has taste. It has flavor, and it's highly nutritious, and you can put the same sauce, because really, I mean, you're Italian, right?
Yes, yes.
What makes the pasta?
The sauce.
It's the sauce.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if your sauce kicks butt, for lack of a better term, I have kids, so I use these silly sayings, but if your sauce kicks butt, if it's awesome, then your vessel is not really what matters. And I think, like I said, it even tastes better. But there is also a pasta maker out there that's using almond flour for their pasta, and I recommend them in the book. And again, more of a treat because it's a little expensive. You have to order it. I go to the zucchini. That's my favorite. Zucchini or sweet potatoes.
Oh, really? Sweet potato as well, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You have to be careful with those. You don't want to cook it for too long. But it kind of adds a nice little element of sweetness, too, especially if you're making, like, a more savory or spicy sauce. My kids love them. They just love sweet potato anyway, so it's great to make it into a noodle.
What is your favorite dish in your cookbook, or can you even select one that you know, is like, okay, if I had to eat nothing else for 3 weeks, I could eat that one?
Oh, my gosh. Can I give you two?
Yes, please. Yes, yeah, yeah.
So the lamb with aromatic herbs, because it's quick and easy, and I love lamb, and it's just so succulent and delicious, and I really think captures the essence of what Italian cooking is. And then the second has to be lasagna, because it's just true classic comfort food. And I think I have eaten it every day for a week, because it makes a huge amount when you make it.
Right.
And we don't get tired of it. My kids beg me for it, and my husband begs me for it. I beg myself, go make that lasagna, Sarah. It's worth the time.
What do you use for the noodle? Do you use like a vegetable sliced into a plank?
We do actually. I give two options. I prefer the portobello mushrooms. That's the option that I like best. So we slice those thin. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It's just that it's there, because it really gives that nice texture.
Right.
Or you can use eggplant. I mean, you can use really whatever vegetable you want. I know I have friends who said they've used a mandolin slicer and they've used zucchini and sliced that really thin in replacement for the noodles.
Yeah, Elisa does that. She'll take, we'll get a couple really broad size zucchini. And then we have one of those, it looks like a bread box with a slicer on top, and you just run it across and it just cuts these planks. And she'll use that to separate.
Yeah, that's the mandolin.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's
super awesome tool to have.
Yeah. Okay, so what about the kids? Do they have a favorite meal that's in this particular book, the Italian cuisine book?
Well, of course they love the pizza because they're kids, but, that's a given. But, you know, they also love the lasagna, too. And my five-year-old, every time I make it, he says, that's delicious, Mom.
That's
a cute little word for delicious.
Cute. That's cute.
Yeah, it totally is. And they also love the meatballs, of course. Anything that's a meatball is always awesome. You know, it's hard to go wrong, really. All the recipes, I'm proud of every single one. And we did a lot of cooking in Italy and narrowed down the recipes to the ones that we all loved the most. So, I think that anything you make, you're going to be happy with in this book.
You know, it's interesting. So you say meatballs, right? So a lot of people probably just think meatballs and meatballs and meatballs, right? But it depends on the region that you are from and what they use to either season, what variations of animal protein they use, and what they even put in their meatballs. And I'm sure you found this out. The further south you go, you will find meatballs that have anchovy in them. If you go to Sicily, in Sicily they put raisins in their meatballs. I have good friends that are Sicilian. I've asked their mothers over the years why. I've gotten different answers. One told me that it keeps the meatball moist. The raisins give up their little bit of moisture when you're frying and then putting it in your sauce. And I had another one say, well, it just tastes good. The sweet against the garlic tastes good. My mother used to make meatballs with beef, pork, and veal, which is still beef, obviously. And so that was her big thing. She would use three different types of meat in the meatballs. And my favorite thing was to steal them out of the frying pan while she was still frying them, because I liked them even better that way than when she put them in the sauce. But did you notice that? Did you find all the different meatballs from different regions? Did you find like signatures for this region and that region?
Oh, we did. I could have done an entire Italian cookbook with just meatballs, but I felt like that probably wouldn't fulfill everyone's needs, except for my own, because I'm a huge meatball fan.
Right, right.
So you'll only find a couple of meatball recipes in the book, but yeah, we totally noticed that. And that's what I really love about Italian cooking, is how different it is region by region. I mean, you can find cookbooks that are based on just one region of Italy, but we wanted to try and kind of throw a little bit of everything in there. So the two different meatball recipes that you'll find are from two different regions. And I think that, you know, it's great to honor that because tradition and culture is really dependent on where you're from. Not just, you know, just like living in California, there's more Mexican food here than if you're going to go to the East Coast. It's just different depending on where you live. So that's why I try to do a real eclectic mix of different options in the book.
Yeah. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with Sarah Fragoso. The book is called Everyday Paleo Around the World. This is the Italian cuisine book. You can also go directly to Sarah's website, which is everydaypaleo.com. You'll find a collection of great cookbooks there. Regardless of what your cuisine that you like the best, but I personally like the Italian one, obviously, and I can tell you firsthand that Elisa and I are planning on cooking some of the recipes this weekend. Since we're back from Las Vegas and staying home. And so we'll report what we find next week. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Supreme Radio. I'm sorry for some of the audio changes during the show. I know that the audio is fluctuating here and there. We're trying to get to the bottom of the problem here. We're talking with Sarah Fragoso. We're talking about cooking Italian and staying paleo, which is really an exciting concept for me, being Italian, because I've abandoned so many different foods as a result of wanting to eat different. One of the recipes in here is one that my mother was famous for amongst our family, and that was stuffed mushrooms. But the stuffed mushrooms my mom used to make were loaded with, quite frankly, Progresso breadcrumbs. And we don't use breadcrumbs in the house anymore. But I loved them. That and her clams oregano. She would make clams, a nice little neck or cherry stone clams from the East Coast, and then she would cook them off with lots of breadcrumbs and garlic and white wine and all this other stuff, and it tasted so good. The breadcrumbs is hard to replace, but you found a way to do it, haven't you?
I have. And, you know, it is kind of hard to replace. However, I feel like if you use the right spices and seasoning, and like you mentioned, the garlic, then people find they really don't miss it. It's almost more of like this perception thing of, oh, how am I going to do this without it? But then they'll make the recipes like we have and realize that, oh my gosh, food really does taste really good without those additives. So it's just kind of getting past that, what you used to know, and getting used to a new way of doing things. Because I really feel like I said before, you know, we've still captured the essence of what Italian food is. And you feel better after you eat food this way too. You don't feel as full or heavy or bloated, or, you know, if you're sick, obviously for me, if I eat gluten, I'm out for a couple of days. So it just isn't worth it. But now we can enjoy some of our favorite foods still and not worry about the repercussions, I guess, to put it mildly. So yeah, it's all possible. You just have to have an open mind. And we've done the legwork for you. So your Italian food lovers out there don't have to worry about wondering what you're supposed to do. You just have to pick up the book and do it.
That's interesting too. You mentioned something that we really didn't cover. And if we could just cover it real quick, and then we'll get back to some of these recipes, because I have a couple other questions. So did you find paleo because you were suffering, not feeling well, and so you've learned that you had to eat differently?
Oh, yeah, I did. And, you know, I tell my story in my first book, Everyday Paleo, which is, you know, the title of all of my books. But that's just the only title in that book, just Everyday Paleo. And it's been, like I said earlier, 6 years that we've been eating this way. And I kind of fell into paleo accidentally. I had lost my mom to breast cancer and found myself subsequently completely ill, and I had not been taking care of myself at all. And people who have cared for a loved one who is terminally ill know what that looks like. It's nothing else really matters at that point. You know, you're focused so much on your family, and I had small children at the time. And then we just opened up my husband's chiropractic business, and then I ended up becoming pregnant with my third child. And during that pregnancy, just completely lost it, just health-wise, just wasn't focused at all on what it took to take care of myself. And I think probably my adrenals were taxed. I was under a lot of stress, hadn't really dealt with the loss of my mom, and woke up a couple months after having my third child and just realized I was in a really bad place. I didn't have the energy to take care of my own kids. I was suffering from a lot of the same ills that I had seen my mom suffer with over the years. I was getting migraines. I was constantly bloated. My kidneys weren't working properly. My legs were swollen so painfully. My husband couldn't even really touch my legs. He'd try to help me stretch and work out some of the swelling, and it wasn't even possible. And I had had a chance meeting with Rob Wolf a couple of years prior to that. It was actually just a few weeks after my mom had passed away.
Rob Wolf?
Yes,
he?
He's the author of the new.
Oh, I'm just joking. I'm joking.
Yeah, I was like, kidding? Are you kidding?
Who Rob Wolf?
Like, who's that guy? I don't know. Some guy.
I think he's intending to have his name changed to Paleo Baby Jesus, actually.
So I think it already happening. I think it's a process. But so, to make a really long story short, I finally listened to what the guy was saying in an hour of desperation, and I mean, as most people know, if you've tried this whole paleo thing, it took a couple weeks of me being miserable. And then it was like this light bulb moment of, oh, my God, I feel healthy for the first time in my life. And it was really no looking back. So, yeah, my life has forever changed from it. And I did a bunch of diets before. You know, you do a diet and then it doesn't work and you go back to how you were living before.
Right.
And there was no going back. I mean, this is not a diet. This is my life. My children eat this way. My husband eats this way. It's not something we wake up in the morning and think about like you do when you're on a diet. It's just what we do now because it works and it's sustainable.
Let's talk a little bit about desserts. One of the things that Italians are well known for are their desserts as well. I mean, zabaglione and custards and obviously cannolis that a lot of people know and pastries and so on. What kind of desserts will people find in this book?
So we did the desserts that we loved the most and also the ones that were easiest to make grain-free or gluten-free. So
perfect.
You will find the Zabignon and you'll find panna cotta, which is just so dang good.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good. And it really is nutritious, too. It's not over-the-top sweet, and it's filled with healthy fat. We also put in there an almond cookie, which is really
kind of
the norm.
I love almond cookies. I mean, you know, whether they're amaretto cookies or homemade almond cookies, but the Italians have had a love affair with almonds. Look at amaretto
right.
You know, 1,000 years. It's just amazing.
Oh, yeah, just so yummy. And we could I would eat them for breakfast, but I don't do that to myself because I really would eat them for breakfast.
Right.
We try to keep them as a treat. And, man, a little almond cookie and some espresso is pretty much heaven, in my opinion.
Right.
So it's all you need, just every now and then, just that little bit of sweet. And then also you'll find poached pears, which we ate a lot of those in Italy, made different ways, so we kind of put our own twist on that.
You know, I never knew about poached pears before until Elisa and I had dinner at Spago's the other night. And so she was talking about Elisa's been to Italy so many times. She's actually visited her ancestors. I keep trying to find my ancestors, but they think I want to borrow money, so they won't let me know where they are. But so she said, well, didn't you have cooked pears or poached pears or pears prepared this way or that way? And I said, no, I never did. She goes, oh, they're so good. Every time we went to Italy, they had them somewhere. And so,
yes.
And I love pears. I mean, I love a pear in the refrigerator, ice cold, to take it out and eat it that way. I never knew about poached pears before.
Oh, yeah. No, we ate them quite a bit there. And it was because it was kind of a dessert that we knew we could go to and not worry about getting that gluten dose. So I had to add that in the book. And they're super yummy and, again, simple to make. My kids love it. And it's fun because we poach the pears actually in grape juice, in organic grape juice, and it turns the pear purple on the outside and you slice it open so it's still like that creamy white color on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a real nice visual stunning appeal to it as well. And did you see the strawberries and Prosecco?
Yes, I did.
Book?
And I love Prosecco, to be honest with you. I really like them.
Yeah, so I, of course, being the silly girl that I am, like, oh, champagne, and I got a big lecture. Champagne, my dear, is not Italian.
No.
What the heck are you thinking?
So
that was
a good
lesson.
I'll tell you another favorite dish of mine that I'm looking forward to cooking. Elisa doesn't eat beef, but I love veal or beef osso buco. And for people who don't know what this is the lower portion of the shank of the leg. And in Italian, osso buco means with a hole in it. And so the shank has a hole in it. It's loaded with beautiful marrow in the center. If prepared properly, the meat just falls off of the bone. You literally don't even need a knife. You take a fork and you just start peeling it off of the bone. And it's so delicious. And I see that you have that in here. I actually think that might be one.
You have to make that one. And I'm so glad you brought it up because when you were asking about my favorites, I don't know why that did not come out of my mouth because that recipe is literally to die for. And the woman that I learned this recipe from, watching her make her osso buco was like watching an artist at work. And I feel like I nailed it with this one. And again, the feedback I've received has been really good, but it is such an art. And although I don't want to say that to make it sound like it's a scary thing to do.
Yeah, right.
It's just having the right ingredients and then cooking it properly. And I lay out how to do that in the book so you can do it. And it is one of those meals where you sit down to and you're like, holy guacamole, I could have paid $200 for this in a restaurant. And yet I'm sitting in my own house eating this. And it's just scrumptious. It's awesome comfort food.
And another dessert that you can tell who I am, right? I'm looking at the desserts. So you have a great recipe for tiramisu, which everybody loves tiramisu. Mm-hmm. And then you have lady fingers on the next page, which you can serve with the tiramisu. And yes. I didn't even know lady fingers were Italian.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't either, but apparently, like you said, there's a lot of cultural influences in Italy, so the tiramisu,
that I know is Italian. Fingers. Right, right.
Yeah, right. So that lady fingers is part of the tiramisu. So it's a requirement. How that whole mix of cultures happened, I'm not entirely sure, but the Italian that I love, the man, Chef Carlo, Big Carlo in Bologna, he made that tiramisu for me, and it's a very simple version, and the cream is what makes it so delectable and awesome. Yeah. But he actually did not make paleo lady fingers. He bought gluten-free lady fingers for us, so we were able to try the dish. So I had the daunting task of coming up with a paleo lady finger when we got home, and I think it turned out really well. It's light and fluffy, and it soaks up the coffee really, really nicely in the Grand Marnier. And so it works out really well. Marsala wine.
Right. What did you use in the lady fingers to give them that consistency of having flour?
The coconut flour really works well. Yeah. Really works well because it gives it kind of like that light, airy texture to it, and a lot of eggs, which is nice because you got a little more protein in there. So,
right.
And that's the secret.
And one last thing, the panna cotta, the way you make it, is it higher in protein or is it not necessarily high in protein?
You know, I wouldn't call it high in protein, more high in fat, which is also equally good in my opinion.
Yes,
if not better.
Yes,
and,
yes, absolutely.
And because it's so rich, you don't have to eat a whole lot of it, and that's, I think, true with all Italian desserts. And what we noticed too is that dessert was more of like this downtime in Italy. It wasn't this production. It wasn't like, now you're going to have a giant bowl of ice cream. It was always a smaller portion served with espresso, a time to be savored and enjoyed with your family and your friends. So not as gluttonous as
Dessert as dolce, right?
Yes.
And
exactly.
What does dolce loosely translate to in English? A taste.
A taste.
So the Italians it's not like, hey, let me have a bowl of something. It's like, let me taste this. It's like a taste. It's like one taste. The Italians are famous for having one square of dark chocolate with their espresso, not the whole bar with the almonds and everything else. So it's interesting how they keep their proportions. You know, dessert loses its romance if you pound down a gallon of it. It's not a novelty anymore. You know what I mean? So
right, exactly. Yeah. And we really appreciated that whole view of mealtime in Italy. It wasn't like, okay, sit down, throw this food back, get the heck out, go back to work. It was a time to be enjoyed and savored, and you take your time and you enjoy each bite. And it's not how much food you can eat; it's how much time you have with your friends and your family to enjoy the process and enjoy the flavors. And like you said, it's way more romantic and healthier. It's just a healthier way to approach being with friends and family, is to really enjoy that time together and not just, okay, I've got to eat this food so I can get back to work. It's such a better perspective.
Well, and there's one other thing I want to mention about Italian cuisine, right? And I haven't been to Italy, but my grandparents were from Italy, so I grew up very close to the style of eating. And one of the things I'll say to people when we go out to dinner at an Italian restaurant in the United States is the Italians don't eat salad before the meal. They eat antipasta, which is something that's supposed to spark the hunger. In fact, the Italians even have specific drinks like Campari is an aperitif. It's supposed to stimulate hunger. You're supposed to have Campari before your meal. That's why it's not laden with alcohol. It's not supposed to knock you out. It's just supposed to get things going. But we eat an antipasto, which is, you know, before the meal. And then usually you have your salad after your meal, and then you have your dessert after that. I don't know. Did you notice that at all in Italy, or was it not like that when you went?
No, we totally noticed that. And it, again, depended on where we were. Unfortunately, in the bigger cities, some of the places that we would go to or people that we would talk to, they would say or they would notice, unfortunately, they were moving away from the more ancient tradition or the culture that's been there forever and ever and ever, because it's becoming more westernized. But you know, the smaller villages that we went to, and for sure definitely in the bigger cities too, depending on who you were talking to or where you were, mealtime was viewed that way, absolutely. There was a specific reasoning behind each course and how you were supposed to approach each course. And it really is an art, and it's beautiful. And I appreciated that so much, and something that we try to take back home with us. Not so much that we do that in every meal now, but it really is just this eye-opening reminder that food is to be enjoyed and celebrated, and it should be honored that, you know, food is precious and special, and time with our friends and family is precious and special, and not just sit down and wolf it down, like I said earlier. So, yeah, we absolutely noticed that.
And, sure. And the interesting thing about this phenomenon of when you go to some of the older style restaurants, or if you eat with a family that adheres to the older methods of eating, the purpose of having the salad post your heavy meal is so that it goes through and cleans out behind the heavy meal. The whole purpose of having that roughage in you after your heavy meal is that it follows the heavy meal out of you, if you get my gist, and it kind of keeps everything working properly. And having it in front of the meal is actually counterproductive, in my opinion, because of the rate of digestion and what it's designed to do. And this is where a lot of people, I think, get bloated. They have a big salad, then they eat this meal, and nothing is moving quickly.
Exactly. No, I agree. And I think we ate really well while we were in Italy, and people ask us all the time, like, well, oh my gosh, weren't you just wrecked? I'm like, no. We took our time. There was a reason to, you know, everything that we did, it was easy to stay at least gluten-free, if not paleo. And it was really just a great experience overall. So, yep, I agree with you wholeheartedly that their method makes sense for our digestion and our health and our perspective, all of it.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Sarah Fragoso is going to tell us where she's going to be in the United States doing seminars. And also we'll touch on some of her other books as well. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5 pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla beans. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Sarah Fragosa. We're talking about her new book, Everyday Paleo, Italian Cuisine. Fantastic book. This will be in my kitchen for a long time to come. I can guarantee you that. I'll probably work my way through, along with Elisa, every one of these recipes at one time or another. You're actually going on the road and doing a bunch of seminars. Is that correct, Sarah?
Yeah. You know, my business partner, Jason Seib, and I have been doing these workshops for a couple of years now with really great success, which is why we keep doing them. And they tend to all sell out, and we get a lot of awesome feedback. And it's a day of just about everything that you could possibly imagine, which is paleo. And it's awesome for the brand-new beginner and the seasoned professional, especially for those who maybe are working with clients or, you know, loved ones, or just wanting a refresher, or there's always brand new information that people get from these workshops as well. So it doesn't really matter where you are as far as your knowledge base. And our next workshop will actually be in Lexington, Kentucky at J&M Strength and Conditioning, which is owned by Jim Laird and Molly Galbraith. So I'm super excited to be there on October 19th. And then we're going to take a little break for the holidays, and we will be at Sin City CrossFit in Las Vegas, Nevada, on January 18th, and then in February, we will be in Modesto on February 22nd, and all of that information can be found on my website, everydaypaleo.com, where you click on events and workshops, and you'll get all the information and how to sign up and register. But definitely come see us on October 19th, which is just a couple weeks away in Lexington, Kentucky.
In fact, if you go, you'll probably see Elisa and myself and possibly even Ginny Robards there, because we're going to attend. We're looking forward to this, in fact.
That is fabulous. I really can't wait for you guys to be there and to be able to hang out with you, too. So I'm excited for that. Thank you.
We'll have a good time. And then Jim Laird is a good friend of the show, and we're actually talking about producing a show for him very shortly, but I want to keep that on the wraps for a little while longer. So anyway, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a lot of fun. What other books do you have on your website? What other types of cuisine can people find besides Italian cuisine?
Well, I have two other cookbooks that are there's kind of a conglomeration, a mixture of different cuisines. My style of cooking really is eclectic, and like I said earlier, I love to honor different traditions and cultures, but you'll find everything from like the standard comfort food, American fare, to Indian cuisine, to Mexican food. My first book, Everyday Paleo, is a really great getting started guide to the paleo lifestyle. But if you just want awesome recipes, there's over 100 all paleo recipes, condiments, mayonnaise, how to make bone broth, you name it, it's in there. My second book is the Everyday Paleo Family Cookbook. And although the word family is in there because that's very important to me, it's really anyone, whether you have a big family or not, can enjoy this book. Lots of fast and simple recipes that you'll find in the beginning of the book, like under 30-minute prep time. And then just family favorites from my own family that I wanted to share with you. All different recipes from the first book. Lots of condiments and sauces in this one as well, which I think people really miss when they go paleo. They're like, well, what about ranch dressing? Or what about barbecue sauce? And I make sure that that's all taken care of in that second book, Everyday Paleo Family Cookbook.
Now, I'm a huge fan of Cuban food, as well as Mexican, as well as Puerto Rican. And all three of those are very, very different types of food. In fact, if you look at the rice and beans, which is a signature dish of most of these Latino communities, you see the very, very big difference. The Cubans cook congris, which is black beans and rice, and the beans actually have that black colored cast to them. Versus the Puerto Ricans, they use achiote sometimes, and And it gives that, and gives that rice that yellow color to it. And then obviously, Mexican fare, again, even another variation. What do you do with rice and beans if you're paleo? How do you do that?
Well, you know, with the rice especially, and you'll find this in the Italian cuisine book for risotto, we used cauliflower.
Yeah.
And if you process it, you can get it to kind of the consistency of rice, and then it's really about the flavors that you add to it. So we do that quite a bit with whatever rice replacement that we're looking for. The beans is a little bit tougher, although, you know, you can do like, we like to do like a hash or a saute of vegetables like zucchini or shredded sweet potatoes and zucchini and onions and carrots together, and you just use the same flavors. You can use the cumin and the garlic and the chili powder or whatever ethnic cuisine you're going for, and just the spices are what really matters.
Uh-huh.
It's just like with the sauce and the pasta. If you use the right spice combination, that's really what people miss, is that taste that they're striving after. So get creative is my opinion. And if you can't exactly replicate a food that you used to eat, it's not the end of the world. You just have to go for the taste that you're looking for.
Yeah, and I like that. That's a great idea. Sarah, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, it was really fun. My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. Absolutely. And I look forward to seeing you at our workshop in Kentucky.
Yeah. And then, of course, you can go to the website everydaypaleo.com to learn more about all of Sarah's books. And, of course, these books are available at Amazon.com. I would imagine the Italian cuisine book is available like at Barnes & Noble and places like that as well?
Yeah, Barnes & Noble, all Costco's. It's pretty easy to find. All my books are in most bookstores, most major booksellers. Definitely on Amazon. You can order them online. So I'm easy to find. I'm
good.
Out there.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so there you have it. Also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour and the Blueprint Power Hour, and thank you to the audience for toughing it out with today. We'll get this problem fixed. I don't know what's going on with the audio, why it's floating while the guests can't hear the music bumping out, but we will get to the bottom of it. All right, we'll see you tomorrow with more Supreme Radio. Don't forget, tomorrow's Thursday, which means that we'll be joined by Adele Musa as we perform the Subversity Science Roundup. See you then.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.